18 years or older to purchase this product.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, one of my favorite automotive journalists out there, Larry Edsel, the guy with the great website iZoom.com. He's written many a book and the most recent one I can think of is a Camaro book. It's a very, very good book. If you're into Camaros, you definitely should get that book. And I know he's been working on a Ferrari book as well. Larry Edsel will be joining us momentarily. Also in this hour, as we continue to preview the goings-on in California this coming week, the Pebble Beach weekend, which is now really the Pebble Beach week. We'll be talking to a representative of the Gooding & Company auction folks, and they're going to be telling us about a Ferrari race car that they think is going to sell for more than $10 million. Can you believe that? Well, you're going to hear it in this hour of Auto World. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email boblongradio@yahoo.com. Quick, easy trivia question. We've asked it before here on the broadcast, so if you've been listening to us for a long time, you should be able to get this. Which American car manufacturer, which domestic car manufacturer in the 1970s offered a brief run of engines that were Cosworth engines? That's right. There was a Cosworth edition blankety blank from blankety blank. Who made it? It was a domestic automaker. They made a Cosworth edition of a rather humble vehicle. Well, that's all we're going to give you for the moment. 800-259-9231. Let's welcome right now Larry Edsel from iZoom.com, noted author and all-around good guy. Hey there. How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing great. I am lying on Siesta Key, the White Beach, on the Gulf Coast of Florida as we speak.
Wow, very cool. So you've been really traveling around. The last time I caught up with you, you were in the Midwest. You were in Michigan. And so what took you to Florida? What are you doing there?
I'm actually my youngest daughter, her two kids, and I came down to visit my mom. My mom's 93.
Oh, she that's great.
She lives down here on the Gulf Coast. And we thought we'd come down and take a week and And 2 days down driving and 3 days here and 2 days back to Michigan. So that's what we're doing. And they're all playing in the water and I'm on the beach talking to you. On your question about the Cosworth, I won't give you the answer, although
okay.
I know it. Can I give a sort of hint that nobody will get?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The car you're talking about, or the manufacturer you're talking about, actually the car you're talking about, was incredibly popular with the officials of championship auto racing teams. And a lot of the IndyCar officials, this was their personal daily driver.
No kidding.
Billy Camphausen, and there were three or four of those guys who they all lived in the Michigan area because that's where Cart was headquartered, and they all had Cosworth blanks, and they loved them, and they drove the daylights out of them, and I think a couple of them actually had two or three they went through at different times.
Wow, that is really interesting. I did not know
yeah.
that one. That's great.
Yep.
That was their vehicle of choice.
Was their vehicle of choice. I mean, these were cars they were buying. You know, they all had like a manufacturer car to drive for free because of the manufacturer involvement in the racing series. But this was the car they all bought with their own money.
That's a great story.
Yeah, no, and it's true. Yeah, there were at least three or four of those guys that, the guys who actually ran the series, not the executives, but, the chief technical guy and the chief scoring and timing guy and those kind of guys. This is what they drove.
That's right. And as I remember, they were offered in two different color schemes. You could have it in either white or black.
Yep.
So I remember it, and let's see if one of our listeners can come up with the answer at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Speaking of Detroit, are you going to be back for the Dream Cruise? Does it coincide with the Pebble Beach happenings as it normally does?
Yeah, it's the same weekend, and though I won't be there, I'll be up in northern Michigan that weekend. But I do. I was down in Detroit for the Concours d'Elegance of America that for the first time was being held at the old an old Roman Catholic seminary at St. John's that's now called the Inn at St. John's. And this is what used to be the Meadowbrook Concours. Mm-hmm. And they've moved to a new venue, and it's wonderful, and they have a lot more room. They actually had an IndyCar grid of historic IndyCars, and they had them gridded as if they were ready to start the race, even behind like a 1922 pace car.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, from what I've heard, the inaugural event at this venue really went extremely well. So that's good news for Detroit and good news for the collector car hobby.
Oh, yeah, because they can add classes that they hadn't had before. There was a hotel right on the grounds and one right around the corner, which made a big difference for the people exhibiting cars. To be able to just, not have to drive back and forth, but just to be able to walk, which you can do, for example, at Amelia Island in Pebble Beach. And then the other thing that was huge for spectators was the reviewing stand, the spectator side of the reviewing stand was in the shade.
Oh.
So instead of having to sit in the sun all afternoon to see the cars parade by, they got to sit in the shade. So it was wonderful.
Boy, you sold me on that one, Larry. No question about it. Let's talk about some of the other things that you've been up to lately. As I mentioned, you've been working on a Ferrari book. Is that done yet?
Yeah, actually, I just got my first copies about a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm. They send the author a few advance copies. So I just got my advance copies, which tells me it's probably... if it's not available already on Motorbooks and Amazon, it will be in the next 4 or 5 weeks.
And wonderful.
It's part of Motorbooks, what they call First Gear Series, and it's kind of like an introduction to. And I think there's around 40 or 45 cars, all Ferraris, that we profile in this book, and kind of give you a sense, an introduction to what Ferrari is all about.
It sounds like a wonderful book, and we're definitely going to have to get you back on for a full hour and talk to you in detail once it's out there and available for folks. But in the meantime, let's see if someone can come up with the answer to this trivia question. We have Tom joining us in Missouri. Tom, you're on Auto World. Thank you for calling in. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good as well. Appreciate it. Say hello to Larry Edsel. He's down on the beach in Florida doing this interview. How do you like that?
I heard you saying that, Larry. You must be enjoying yourself down there. I miss the ocean out here in Missouri.
Well, I always come down here in the wintertime, but I'm learning the trick is to come down in the summer because the water is like bath water. And you don't have to worry about it being chilly. You just walk in and it's great.
That's wonderful.
Sounds good.
So, Tom, what do you think? This interesting collaboration between an American manufacturer and the Cosworth engine folks, it was kind of an unusual combination in this particular vehicle, but nevertheless, they sold it for a couple of years. What was the car I'm referring to?
I had two thoughts in mind. My first guess is Chrysler. The second one is Ford.
Oh, well... Unfortunately, both thoughts are a little bit off course, but very good guessing nonetheless. What do you think, new car wise? Any new vehicles out there? If you had the funds, any new vehicles catching your eye?
Well, it's funny you should mention that. I've been toying around with the idea of getting a new Mustang.
Very good,
2012 Mustang.
Beautiful, absolutely. I just had a 2011, I believe it was. GT for a week and really, really enjoyed that vehicle. But you can't go wrong with any of the power plants. The V6 is great, the V8, and of course the Shelby GT500. Hold on, Tom. We'll talk to you a little bit about your Mustang. Larry can chime in as well. And we'll keep that question out there. Who made the Cosworth vehicle edition in the 70s. Give us a call. This is Auto World.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back back. Thanks for joining us. We're live all across North America, and we're chatting with Larry Ensel from iZoom.com, noted automotive journalist extraordinaire and author, and on the line with us is Tom from Missouri, who is pondering the purchase of a Mustang for 2012. Tom, tell us, were you going to get the base or the GT or the GT500 or the Boss or convertible or coupe? What were you looking or thinking about?
Okay, what I'm zeroing in on is the Mustang GT.
Yeah.
With the large V8. The V6 still doesn't do it for me. I checked Mustang out a few years ago and didn't care for the whole lot then. Although the V8 was good, it was not great, but... The 11 Mustang that I drove first was just a beautiful car. It fit me like a glove, great responsiveness, great handling, and the 212 is you know, basically the same thing.
It definitely is, and 412 horsepower from that engine, a significant upgrade from the previous years of the Mustang, and the interior, they've got it right. I personally am a fan of the sync system, and I think the styling touches they did in 2010 also really are extremely well done. Larry, your opinion of the Mustang, what do you think? Is Tom going down the right road here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think he'll be thrilled with his purchase, and like you say, the upgrade in the power train and everything is great. The interior is really nice, and it's always a fun car to drive.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll have to call us back when you get it and tell us what the color scheme is and the whole bit, Tom.
Okay, one question. I'm planning on a silver one, but
okay.
The question is, it comes in 2 miles of premium, and then I guess the regular model or something like that, both with the GT V8. Which model would you recommend?
I'd go for the premium. What would you go for, Larry?
I would go with whatever one you can possibly afford.
Good answer.
If you can afford the premium, go for the premium. If it's too big of a stretch, go with the other one.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your advice, and enjoy yourself down there on the beach.
I am. Don't worry.
Okay. Bob, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you, Tom. Telephone number 800-259-9231. We got the question out there. This was a special edition of what was basically an economy car. It was from a domestic manufacturer. It wasn't Ford and it wasn't Chrysler. And it was a partnership between that manufacturer and Cosworth, the very famous engine builder, and they made this special edition of this particular vehicle. And again, this was not, you know, really known to be a performance vehicle, so it was more of an economy vehicle. Give us a call right now. Whoever comes up with the correct answer, we're going to give you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage from Warren Tracy in Arizona, and that's where Larry spends part of his time, and the rest of the time he's out there on the road, and Larry's down there on the beach in Florida right now, and we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. So that's great news about the Ferrari book, but knowing you, I'm sure you probably got another book up your sleeve. What are you thinking about doing next?
Well, as far as I know, Motor Books is in conversation with General Motors about possibly doing a next generation Corvette book.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to hear back from that, because that'd be a project I'd be very eager to do.
Yeah.
And then sometime around, I think, Christmas, I've co-authored with John Lamb a book on 365 sports cars that you must drive. And one of the nice things about this book is that all the photography is John's, and of course he's a fabulous photographer.
He sure is.
And so anyway, I know right now he's as I'm sitting on the beach, he's reading page proofs. So I got by far the better of that deal.
Yeah, that's a better gig, definitely. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And again, we're looking for that car from the, I'll narrow it down even more, the middle 1970s. This vehicle was a special edition of an economy car from a domestic manufacturer, and it had the name Cosworth in it because it was a collaboration with the folks at Cosworth. And Larry gave you a little bit of a hint a little bit earlier, so give us a call, 800-259-9231. I mentioned the Camaro book. I'm beginning to see the Camaro convertibles out there on the highways and byways of America, and Boy, you did such a wonderful job with that book. Remind all of our listeners around North America about the name, and tell us a little bit more about, how you kind of went undercover. You went, what term did they use in the Iraq War?
Embedded, yeah.
That's it. Embedded. That, you were embedded. Yeah. I like that.
I guess I was embedded. Because we got started on that book very early in the process, I actually went to Australia. The thing a lot of people don't realize about the Camaro was that most of the engineering was done in Australia by a team that was part Americans and part Australians. Although, as the Australians will remind you, they stayed with rear-wheel drive when the Americans went to front-wheel drive, so that they consider themselves really the pure American enthusiast engineers. So I went down for the first drive of the prototypes with the engineers. And we drove around southeastern Australia in prototype cars and competitive vehicles, what they thought at the time were competitive vehicles. And then a few months later, when they had farther along pre-production cars, I went to the Nürburgring in Germany, where they took the car around the track to see how fast it would go. And then we did two-and-a-half, three-day drive around, I think we did France, Luxembourg, Germany, and Switzerland. I don't think we tipped into Italy, but we might have. A very rapid drive around Europe in the car. And then there were, several visits to Detroit to talk to engineers and designers. And then at the end, they have what they call, I think it's called the 95% drive. And basically, it's the last factory cars. When they build the prototypes in the factory and they're getting the factory geared up, they build a bunch of cars that they actually do a lot of internal testing on. And then they have a sign-off drive where they say, okay, we're ready to go for production. And we did that drive, and that was basically Phoenix to Los Angeles area. I take that back. We did L.A. to Las Vegas.
Wow.
We ended that drive.
Wow.
And we did that drive. And then right after that, I sat down and wrote the book.
And it's a great book and available out there for Motorbooks International. And, of course, Larry, you can get it on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, all the normal online retailers.
Yep. And some bookstores. I read today that in the town of Jackson, Michigan, where I used to live for a long time, the last of the local bookstores was closing this week. So it's kind of sad to see what's happening to local bookstores in this economy. But
it's true. Well, we got a bunch of waiting to take the call here, and we're going to take the call from one of these folks and find out if one of them has got the correct answer. We've got three on hold, so everybody stay right where you are. Larry Edsel, hang with us for a few more moments. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Yes, you. Get into my car.
December 7, 1941. Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942. Surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder. Bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Hey, energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's one world, WHEY.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Still to come in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be giving you a preview of the Gooding auction. You're not going to believe some of these vehicles going on at Pebble Beach next weekend. But right now, we're wrapping up with one of our favorites, Larry Edsel, noted automotive journalist, author, and the man with a very cool website, iZoom.com. And Larry has zoomed himself down to Florida, where he's on the beach right now. And we've been enjoying his company. We got a question out there, a trivia question about a certain Cosworth brand collaboration with a domestic manufacturer. Let's go first to Shane, who joins us in Iowa. Shane, welcome to Auto World. Thank you for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Who made this mystery vehicle?
Wasn't it a Vega?
Aha, that's right. A Vega by?
By Chevrolet.
All right, excellent. Congratulations. You have won yourself a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. He did it, Larry. What do you think?
I'm proud of them, and Busted Knuckle stuff is cool. And it's a great company. You know, they're based out in Arizona. Great guys, great company. And, yep, and you're right, it's the Cosworth Vega. And like I say, a bunch of CART officials, that was their their driver of choice.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Shane, I'll ask the same question that our friend in Missouri was asked, and that is, if you had the means and the desire to buy a new vehicle, what new vehicle would you buy for yourself? Price no object.
Price no object. Well, I think I would look at the Shelby Mustang also.
Wow, another Mustang man. Okay, so would you do the same thing as the last gentleman? Would you get the GT? Would you get the base? Would you get a convertible? Would you get a GT 500 Shelby? Would you get a Boss? Which one would you get?
The Shelby.
Wow, very cool. You can't argue with 550 horsepower. Definitely not. And a future collectible indeed. Boy, I have not. I drove, you know, not since they've swapped the engine out. Now it's got the aluminum engine, the 5.4 liter supercharged Shelby GT 500. I've not driven that one. Larry, have you driven that one?
No, I got a call from Shelby's PR guys the other day saying, "Do you want to drive one in Detroit?" So I may try to get in it when I get back.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, excellent. Shane, you're a knowledgeable guy. Don't be a stranger. Hang on for Matt. He'll get all of your information, and we'll send this out to you ASAP. We'll send it over to the Busted Knuckle Garage, and they'll get it out to you really quick. Thanks for joining us. And thank you, Larry Edsel, for joining us from the beaches of Florida.
Anytime, and from anywhere.
That's the miracle of modern technology and the miracle of syndicated radio. Thank you so much, my friend.
Okay, anytime. Always good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you as well. Our telephone number, again, keep it handy at all times. It's 800-259-9231. And just want to remind you about a couple of things before we go to our next very special guest, who's going to be telling us all about the Gooding & Company auction in coming up in Pebble Beach next Saturday and Sunday nights. I just want to remind you about a couple of websites. We've got a very cool website here from the network, which is GCNlive.com, where you can hear archives of this program. You can hear the program on demand anytime 24/7. You can hear archives of the show. And as I mentioned, the podcast you can subscribe to. Lots of cool stuff can be found at GCNlive.com. Also, my project of mine is not that far off from officially launching. It's up now in beta form. It's called AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Eventually, you'll be able to hear this program on there live as well. So we look forward to being able to bring that to you. Don't forget that you can always send me an email as well. It's Bob Long Radio, BOBLONGRADIO at yahoo.com. Or if you prefer, you can send it to Bob at BobLongRadio.com. I'm also on the Facebook thing. You can find me there under my own personal site, which is Bob Long, and you can also find me under Auto World, this radio program, and you can also find me in yet a third place. That's right, you can find me at BobLongRadio.com, Bob Long Radio, which is linked into my BobLongRadio.com site. You can find me a Bob Long Radio page there on Facebook. So now that I've inundated you with way too much information here, I'm actually trying to get my computer back in order. So we are going to now turn our attention to the happenings at Gooding and Company. And David Gooding has been a guest on this program many, many times before. But joining us right now to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome Garth Hammers to the airways of Auto World. Garth, how you doing?
Doing fine. How's it going out there?
And, doing well, except my computer is driving me nuts here, so that's why I was kind of stalling getting you on. I was trying to get it working, but nevertheless, a little inside radio story for you. You were out at the Monterey, the Prehistorics. Tell our listeners a little bit about that event, and by the sound of it, I don't think you're still at the event.
No, I went ahead and drove back to the auction site. So, you know, all we have is maybe a wayward scissor lift or, I'll tell you, the Shelby Cobra factory team car might start up, and that might create a little rumble, but not quite like the sounds of Laguna Seca Mazda Raceway.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have an absolutely wonderful event coming up this coming Thursday and Friday. That's the 18th and 19th of August.
As a matter of fact, it's Saturday night and Sunday night.
Oh, of course.
Yes, the 20th and 21st, 5 o'clock on Saturday, 6 o'clock on Sunday here in Pebble Beach.
And it's done in collaboration with the folks at Pebble Beach, which is really cool as well. Tell us about that.
Well, it really is. You know, we've been here doing, David Gooding has had his auction company since 2004. That was our first year doing an auction here, just about a 5-8 minute walk up from the lodge at Pebble Beach. It's been a great partnership and we love being right here next to the greatest show, undisputed greatest car show on earth.
Absolutely. Let's blow everybody away. Your auctions are always magnificent, but you have a star vehicle. This is a Ferrari, and every Ferrari built is special, but this is an extremely special Ferrari, and you're anticipating a big sale number potentially for this vehicle. It's a car with a great racing lineage. Tell our listeners all around North America about it, Garth.
It's a magnificent car. It's a 57 Ferrari 250 Testarossa pontoon fendered. Everything you want a Ferrari race car to be, this is. We are stunned to have it. We're absolutely honored to have this car. I just saw it today. I watched it win Best in Show at the Concours on the Avenue 2 years ago. I know that its owner has campaigned it and had lots and lots of fun with it. And now it's coming to us for auction. It's absolutely stunning. The restoration that has been done on the car has done a great service to it. It's quite a sympathetic restoration, very correct, beautiful in every way. And the car doesn't have a bad angle. The pontoon fenders are so striking from the front, side, three-quarter angle. It's just everything you want a Ferrari to be.
And like you say, it is strikingly beautiful and extraordinarily rare, hence the estimated price of this vehicle. How much are you anticipating this vehicle to go for? Here's a perfect tease as we get up close to the break. On the other side, he will answer the question. It's going to blow you away. This is Auto World.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Garth Hammers is with us. From Gooding and Company, the great auction company that's going to be putting on the 2011 Gooding and Company Monterey sales coming up on next Saturday night. And a week from tonight, we'll, of course, be in Pebble Beach land and doing a live broadcast there next Sunday. But before the break, I posed the question to Garth, and this is a question that blew me away when I found out the answer a little bit earlier today. This magnificent Ferrari, this Testarossa, Garth, you were describing once again for those listeners just joining us right now. Tell everybody the exact year, make, and model, and then tell us how much you're expecting to get for this vehicle.
Sure. It's 1957 Ferrari 250 Testarossa pontoon fender racer. Absolutely stunning. Factory team car, driven with Scuderia Ferrari, and then came over with Canetti for the North American racing team. It's a NART car, and then did a tour of the SCCA and did well there. Retains its original matching numbers engine, which is very rare for a car that was put through its paces so heavily when it was new. It was driven by Phil Hill, Maston Gregory, Wolfgang Seidel, Von Trips, Dan Gurney. The list just goes on. It's a wonderful car. And we are quoting an estimate of $13 to $18 million for the car.
Wow! And that will be a world record. Is that correct, Garth?
It really will, by some margin. As a matter of fact, it's the prices of Ferraris at this level have been steadily increasing for the past several years. Testarossas and GTOs are just becoming stratospheric in their values. But it's an exclusive club, and if you want to belong to it, it's that is the price. But I'll tell you, when you see this car in person, whether you have that kind of balance in your checking account or not, you look at it and say, yes, that's that's the sort of car that would be worth that kind of money. if anything, then it's that one.
Let's make sure and give out the official website for Gooding & Company so that folks can do just that, because it's right there on your homepage.
Sure. It's www.goodingco.com, GOODINGCO.com. And this car, as you might expect, is featured prominently on the homepage. And then you can view our entire catalog for our Pebble Beach auction just by logging on with your email address.
And for those who would like to bid via the phone, and we are heard all across North America, have a brand new affiliate just outside of New York City, so we're being heard in New York City right now. If somebody out there wants to bid on that car or any other car, you can do so via the telephone.
You certainly may. We welcome phone bidding. Just contact us ahead of time. You might give us a call on 310-899-1960 and to register as a bidder, and we're happy to talk with you and get you set up. And when the time comes this coming Saturday and Sunday, we can accommodate your bids by phone.
Wonderful. Let's talk about another car. I am a music guy, so I very much appreciate the work of Sheryl Crow. I'm a fan, and she is going to be there at the auction because she's selling off a 1959 Mercedes. And Sheryl was an elementary school teacher, and I know quite about Sheryl's background, and you know, she is really an American success story because she was actually turned down by a whole slew of record companies before now going on to win, I don't know, I've lost count of the number of Grammys, 7 or 8 Grammys, but she's going back to her teaching roots with a very special charity here that is going to be the benefactor of the proceeds from the result of the sale of this very special Mercedes. Describe it for us, Garth.
Well, it's a 59 Mercedes 190 SL, white with a black interior, with a removable hardtop, which not all of them had. Really a lovely car. We're so happy to be helping Sheryl make this donation to the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. They're especially connected with the schools of Joplin, Missouri, and helping to rebuild the community down there. It's such a worthy cause, and we're very happy and honored that that Sheryl has chosen us to help with this. She is coming to the auction, and we're expecting a great result benefiting the charity.
Excellent. Ironically, I'm involved with a music festival. A business partner and I are involved with something called My Fest, and Sheryl is the headline act. So I hope I get a chance to meet her out at Pebble before I meet her in September in Michigan, ironically, Garth. So
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about some other Mercedes. Goings are always collectible. I mean, they're always in and continue to rise in prices. Tell us about some of the special goings that you've got, and any other particular vehicles you'd like to touch on.
Well, I have goings in my blood from day one. My dad had them when I was a kid. As a matter of fact, we have three 300 SLs in our upcoming auction. All three of them happen to be 300 SL Roadsters this time. They're quite different in a lot of ways. One of them has just been pulled out of a garage in the East Coast from its original owner, the original owner's family, that is. They went ahead and sold it, and it has just over 15,000 miles on the odometer from new.
Wow.
Original paint, original interior, original tires with a hardtop. It's gorgeous, medium blue color, with a natural leather interior. It's absolutely stunning, and there are so few 300 SLs left out there in this kind of condition, especially with original paint. It's just become the holy grail of 300 SL collecting, an original paint car. We're so happy to have it. And it is in its original form. It has not been washed or vacuumed or anything. It has been made to run. It runs very well, as you might imagine, or for a 15,000-mile car. And then two others. I drove one yesterday, 57 model. Really the sweetest driving 300 SL I've ever been in. It's just, revs through the, through the rev range, through the power band so beautifully. Each gear is so wonderful, and there's that certain whine that you get out of a 300 SL transmission that's just, it keeps you going, that sound. It's absolutely wonderful. I drove it on 17-mile drive yesterday. It took a little extended test drive. It was absolutely wonderful. It's one of the real perks of this job is being able to jump into a car like that and take it on a drive on a road like this where we have right here.
Wow, that must have been great. You're the second person I know that their dad owned a Gullwing, so that must have been wonderful growing up with that, Garth.
Well, it really gave me the love of cars that I have now, and it's probably the reason I'm sitting here and the reason I'm on the phone with you.
Tell us about some of the other really special cars. They're all special, but how about some of your particular favorites?
Well, there's a 1927 Mercedes-Benz S-Type Sportwagen. They just never come to auction. It's a it was the basis of their race car, really, before they went on into the 30s and with the K series, the 380, 500, 540. The S model was their flagship in the mid and late 20s. And we're so happy to have this car. The shot of David Gooding on the cover of the Sunday night catalog. You can tell he's in the middle of a corner in the dirt, kicking up quite a spray of dust. And you can tell it takes a good bit to steer this car. It's you have this giant steering wheel right at your chest, and you kind of have to manhandle it around the corners. And it's I can't wait to see it. And it actually hasn't rolled in yet, but we're all watching for it.
That sounds absolutely magnificent. And in addition to the high-end vehicles, I mean, you've got some very affordable collectibles as well.
Well, we really do. We try to cover the whole hobby. Not everything is going to be an HC Alpha or a Ferrari Testarossa. We love having those cars, but at the same time, we know that there are all sorts of collectors out there. We have three Jaguar XK120s. One of them is an alloy car, and then we have a coupe and another roadster. There are 22 Ferraris consigned to this year's sale, all the way from 1948 to 2009. Let me see here. We have another car, actually, that was just pulled out of a relative barn, a 275 GTB alloy Berlinetta. Of course, the alloy cars are incredibly rare. This car has been off the road for about 25 years. Original paint, just absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely incredible. Well, hopefully, maybe on Sunday while I'm doing my broadcast, we can have you or David come on over to my broadcast locale and give us a results of Saturday night and a preview to Sunday night. But in the meantime, thank you for your time here today, Garth.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks very much, Tom, for having me on.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.